Sources ancient. To retell Greek mythical stories is to tread in the footsteps of giants. I have already shared Edith Hamilton's observation that Greek myth is the creation of great poets. While its deepest origins lie in prehistory and unrecorded folklore, in preparing material for this book, I have been able, as any one of us can, to consult the very first poets of the Western tradition who just happened to be Greek, and whose subject matter just happened to be myth. There is a unique treasury of extant sources that chart the chronology of Greek myth from the creation of the universe and birth of the gods all the way to the end of their interaction and interference in human affairs. It begins with Homer, who may or may not have been a single blind Ionian bard, but whose name is attached to the two great epic poems, the Iliad and the Odyssey, that were put together sometime, it is thought, in the 8th century BC. Their setting is the siege of Troy and its aftermath, but Homer makes countless useful references back to earlier myths. His approximate contemporary, the poet Hesiod, most certainly an individual, did the most to create what might be called a timeline for Greek mythology. His Theogony narrates the creation, the rise of the Titans, the birth of the gods, and the establishment of Olympus. His Works and Days tells the great human creation stories of Prometheus and Pandora, as well as laying out mankind's five ages: golden, silver, bronze, heroic, and iron. Other Greek and subsequent Roman poets, writers, and travellers filled in gaps, elaborated, embroidered, fused, confused, and just plain fabricated Greek mythical stories that mostly descended from Hesiod's genealogical plan. Of these, the Bibliotheca, a great dictionary of myth from the 2nd century BC, is perhaps the most valuable source. It was originally thought to have been the work of Apollodorus of Athens, 180 BC, but this is now doubted, so the work is attributed these days to an unknown who goes by the demeaning sobriquet of Pseudo-Apollodorus. Other compelling and/or reliable sources include the Greek traveller and guidebook compiler Pausanias, and Latin poets, historians, and novelists Longus, Apuleius, and Hyginus. Towering above them all is the Roman poet Ovid, whose Metamorphoses, or Transformations, tells of those mortals, nymphs, and others who were changed by the gods into animals, plants, rivers, or even stones, as a punishment or out of pity. His other works, principally Ars Amatoria, the Art of Love, and Heroides, the Heroines, also contain recastings of Greek myth, using always the Latin names for the gods: Jove or Jupiter for Zeus, Diana for Artemis, Cupid or Amor for Eros, and so on. Ovid is prolific, profuse, irreverent, saucy, and cinematic in his energy and restless switching of points of view. It is clear from the wealth of references in his plays and poems that Shakespeare, among many other writers and artists, was hugely influenced by him. Ovid was happy to add, subtract, and invent, and this has influenced and emboldened me to be, shall we say, imaginative in some of my retellings too.